What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart, never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to the show. I am so honored to have with us my good friend and our resident numerologist, Felicia Bender, who is the practical numerologist. Felicia is devoted to helping audiences uncover their life's purpose and so much more through numerology. Felicia is the author of Redesign Your Life, Using Numerology to Create the Wildly Optimal You, as well as Master Numbers 11, 22, 33, The Ultimate Guide. Felicia is a resident numerologist for astrostyle.com and is featured in many media outlets such as Refinery 29, Women's Health, Elephant Journal, and so many more. Welcome to the show, Felicia.
Oh, I'm excited to kick off 2023 with you, Jennifer. Really, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be so much fun. And let's talk about you are in France. And how did you get to France? This is so amazing.
Yes. Well, I'm traveling a bit this year. So this is one of my first stop offs. And so we have a little bit of a time gap, you and I, between us, and we're in Mercury retrograde. So anyone out there, you know, if there's any little glitches, you'll have to be kind to us and understand that we're trying to work with the technology right now, right?
Absolutely. The technology, the energies, and all of that. So let's start with Felicia. How did your love for numerology come about?
You know, that's a really funny question and an interesting one. And the thing that always really does make me laugh is that this is the absolutely very last thing I ever dreamed I'd ever be doing in 100 million years. So I have a PhD in theater. I have done real estate in my life. I've done everything other than have an interest in math. Okay. Math has always been my most excruciating subject, and I'm not kidding at all. And so the fact that I even were, ended up moving into this and being attracted to it is very cosmic in its way. And, to be very honest, it kind of came later in my spiritual search, so to speak. I started my, what I would consider a kind of my spiritual journey, if you want to call it that, in my early 30s, kind of instigated by several things, but primarily the death of my mother pretty early on. And it kind of broke me open into all of this questioning. I'm sure people out there can relate with that. Usually our growth in this, our pursuit of a spiritual path is the inciting incident is painful, right? It moves us away from the normal and the same stuff. So anyway, I studied everything in terms of energy work. I'm a certified chronic healer. I was just insatiable about learning everything I could. And yet I'm also a very pragmatic gal, as you can tell by the practical numerologist. And so I was always rather looking for something systematic or structured. I don't think I really realized that that's what I was seeking. And yet I figured out that I was, because Actually, I tripped into this at a bookstore. Honestly, it's one of those moments where a kind of book kind of flies out of the shelf. I'm sure you've had those incidents happen to you where something just shows up. Mm-hmm. And it was not a book on numerology. It was a book that had numerology in it. And I got it for my daughter for a certain, she was job seeking, and well, not job, but trying to figure out her major at the time. And it was a book kind of focused on that, but it had some numerology in it. And so it snuck it in there so that I couldn't shut it before I looked at it. And it just spoke to me. You know how you get that moment, that zing, that connection, and you go, ooh, okay. And so from that moment on, I really got an incredible amount of validation about myself. I did all my family members, all the things like that. And it just really pushed me on the path to pursue an expertise in that. And then I just kept building and building on it. So that's a little bit of a long story, but also I think significant for those who are listening to you as you talk again and again on your podcast about how people come to their spiritual path in so many different ways, but also so many similar ways, right? We usually are pushed into it somehow, right?
Absolutely.
And, by yes. something happening that is uncomfortable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know,
so that's how I got there.
You're very, very accurate. You know, growth usually comes through something uncomfortable, sometimes painful. And your story is beautiful. And thank you for sharing. And I'm so sorry about your mom. Yet look at this incredible life that and blessings that you've been given through finding numerology.
Absolutely. And so ever since then, I just continue to be actually really fascinated by it. And I will never get sick of it because I have become simply the interpreter, the translator. And I'm always just absolutely amazed at how absolutely spot on and accurate it always is.
I agree. You have opened up an incredible new world, a new passion/obsession. I too, who do not necessarily in love with math, but in love with numerology ever since we met. Gosh, I think it's been 2 or 3 years ago now. And so I couldn't thank you enough because it really has helped me through navigating my business and my personal life.
Yeah. What I love is that we can use it as a really beautiful framework. And it's funny because when I first thought about numerology or someone I'll meet now, I don't think we really have the slightest idea the depth level of information that it actually can bring with it. And so for those of you out there that are like, well, this is all well and good, but what is numerology? And so basically numerology, or at least the kind that I practice, there are different kinds of numerology, just like there are different kinds of astrology, that sort of thing. I practice Pythagorean numerology. That comes from Pythagoras. And he was that Greek mystic mathematician who's really into astronomy, all kinds of things. And if you were paying attention in math class, the Pythagorean theorem of geometry. So you might recognize him by that. Same guy is all I'm trying to say. So in any event, the basic concept behind numerology is that it is an art and science of numbers, where numbers are, you know, Pythagoras posits this idea that numbers carry with them not only a quantitative value, like you can count something, one apple, two apples, and so on. It carries with it vibration, frequency. So it is a container of data and code, basically. So I always think of it also like Morse code, because if you know the basic defining qualities in numerology of each of the numbers 1 through 9, just what their basic characteristics are, what they carry with them whenever they show up, it really is a whole new world of information. So it's kind of like if you walk into a room where Morse code is going off and you don't know Morse code. So you walk through the room and you're just like, dee-dee, you know, you get the static, but who cares? And you just continue walking through the room. Well, you walk into that same room, you know the language of Morse code, you can stop and you can understand what the message is that's coming through from, you know, from wherever it's coming through from. That's the very same thing in many ways that numerology can give you, this incredible amount of information if you know the language.
Are you ready to lose inches, increase strength, and tone your body from head to toe? Are you ready for a total body, mind, and spirit transformation? I am excited to announce that I am launching my exclusive 8-week Pilates Return to Life training program. This will give you an opportunity to have a total body, mind, and spirit transformation of health and wellness to a new lifestyle. Imagine in 7 days you will feel a difference, in 14 days you will see a difference, and in 8 weeks you will have your new Pilates body. So what do you say? Want to join me on the mat? Head over to jenniferpilates.com today. Space is limited. Use a special promo code EW and the word special, EW special, to receive $200 off while space is available. Head on over to jenniferpilates.com and I'll see you on the mat. It is so beautiful. I use it all of the time. Like you can, you know, looking at license plates, looking at your hotel room number, when you're looking for a place to live, looking at the address of the house and so on and so forth. There are so many layers to this beautiful numerology onion that you can peel back. I find just so fascinating.
Absolutely. And so, you know, so you can look at global things, you can look at things in history, you can, all of those aspects can have a numerological point of view or point of reference, I suppose is a good way of putting that. I personally am much, much, much more interested and focused on each of us individually as human beings and as souls who have decided to come here and do something pretty specific because one of the foundational things that each human being needs in order to move through life in any way, in a happy, productive way, is a sense of purpose, right?
Right.
Is a knowledge that they're here and they are, you know, living purposefully. And I find that people are always seeking out, what is that? What is my purpose? How can I get more specific about that? And how can I know what that actually brings to me in my life? So with that, numerology really can offer a very, very solid framework about why you're here, what your purpose is this time, how you're going to do that, what your soul longs for, what the day you're born has something to do with all of this as well, and your name. So we will look at your date of birth and your full name as it's written on your birth certificate. And that's how we formulate an entire chart that can really speak to this for each individual person. And yet, if we look at meeting a new year, as we are right now in 2023, there is an overarching energy in numerology called the universal year. So what does that mean? Well, basically, it means it is an energy and a trajectory of what all of us on planet Earth are experiencing during a year. It's kind of the umbrella energy that is moving us through the year. And so to figure out the universal year number, very simple math is 2023 is our year. And so we add that together like one very small little addition problem. So it's 2 + 0 + 2 + 3, and that equals 7. So we are in a 7 universal year. And the 7 in numerology is a very high level spiritual energy. And yet it's also very skeptical and analytical. So overall, when it shows up like this as a cycle of time, it is calling all of us collectively to be very introspective, to be open to some deep kind of shadow work, for lack of a better term. For all of us, again, with our global connections and how we're engaging with each other, to look at some of the darker elements of that. And I don't mean that in a dismal way. It's just really bringing some long submerged issues up to the surface to be looked at maybe in a different way. It's also a little slower moving time in terms of it's a very deep, very gradual, very, the energy is really based in stopping, processing, digesting, learning, seeking out information, that sort of thing. And I would just say that also this might play out as a universal year where we see a lot of research and development for certain things that we won't see really come into our fruition or into manifestation until next year. So a lot of things in the works this time, this year, and also just a lot of collective soul searching. And it's a time to really get to know ourselves in a very deep, different way so that we can change, so that we can change the dynamics in the way that we would like to move forward in a more, for lack of a better term, in a more evolved way. So that would be how we might look at the energy of the seven as a universal year.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a lot to chew on for a moment. Everything from political chaos and up and down to really getting to the heart of who you are spiritually and reviewing, revising, realigning what is important to you, even though all of this wild collective energy is going on. I also find, and I don't know if you do, Felicia, that with seven, there's a lot of manifesting. So I always tell people, like, this is going to be the year of watching what you say, because you can bring that to fruition. So really watching your words. Have you found that too?
Absolutely. And it's interesting. I was just watching, I still am, I'm a lifelong learner in every way. And also in the numerology circuit, there's a wonderful numerologist named Lloyd Strayhorn. He has a great numerology book, and he does some videos and everything. I really enjoy his work. And he was talking about the seven as a cycle. And it's about everything you think will manifest in a seven. So that really tags into exactly what you're saying. And so it really is a matter of being really the watchtower for how you're thinking and how you're processing all of that. And I would add to that another numerologist named Dr. Juno Jordan, who is now deceased, but I love quoting her and giving her the credit for the quote, because she says a seven cycle is all about creating and developing the right state of mind.
I love
Sounds that. Simple, right? And then you step back and go, oh, that's not simple at all.
It's here, our Empowered Within bonus clips and behind-the-scenes videos from podcast episodes. You can check out the pre-show, the post-show, and everything in between that doesn't actually make it into the podcast episodes. Head over to jenniferpilates.com, click podcast, and click watch videos, and you can watch never-before-seen podcast videos. Enjoy 15% off with this promo code EPWVIDEO15. If you'd like to be in the know of all of our events, giveaways, and new episodes, head over to jenniferpilates.com and hit subscribe. Thank you so much for being a part of our Empowered Within community.
That's like Yoda, you know, that's a very Yoda-like thing to put out there. And it has so many different levels.
It really is. I think it's so just apropos, given the last two or three years that we've all been through, a lot of collective reactive energy going on out there, a lot of just numerous energy coming at you at one time, not knowing where to look. And so now it's this moment of, okay, stop, breathe. Let's really just think about things, review them, reassess them. What's real? What isn't? What is serving you? What isn't? What is best for you? in moving forward? How many dynamics do you need to be involved in? What don't you need to be involved in moving forward? And I think that's so important for, you know, worldwide collectively with, just everything.
Yeah, I absolutely couldn't agree more. And so it is, it has this beautiful spiritual opportunity here. And of course, though, in numerology, we're always using it as a gauge to say, okay, this is the optimal expression of this energy. But, you know, how could it go wrong? Like, what could possibly go wrong? Well, we're always going to be challenged with the oppositional pull. So either it's, let's just be super superficial. Let's just not think about it. Let's bury our head in the sand. Let's just keep it all, you know, up there and staticky so that we don't have to go and quiet down. We don't have to do that. We reject that, right? Or we deny it. Or it can really, really bring up some pretty deep level shadows where people can feel very, very depressive or victimized or hopeless. You know, there can be that element because it seems so deep and so, you know, in some ways dark. The point of that is that it's as soon as you bring it into, I don't know, this sounds so corny, but into this more spiritual energy, this evolution, the seven is all about trust. It's all about faith. It's the flow. It's that having that trust in the universal correctness of things and the flow of it, which, and so it's kind of a let go, let God year as well, which doesn't mean you just sit back and are passive and, you know, just allow yourself to be, you know, victimized in this, but it is a matter of looking with fresh eyes and not being reactive, actually taking the time to do your research, right? To really do the research.
Absolutely. And it just, it's so important. I love that you said let go and let God, especially after, again, a few years where it feels like God might have gotten swept under the rug a little bit, and he's really making a comeback. And I'm so excited that he's making a comeback collectively. Now, he's always been sitting by my side for sure, with his hand on my shoulder, thank goodness. But I love seeing, especially this last week, there was so much that I'm seeing with people praying for people, and it's out there and they're talking about it, and God is coming back into our everyday conversations. And that just brings such a higher vibration, and we all need that desperately.
Well, it is. It's very interesting to just take an idea of what is your God, what is your source, what is your spiritual focus? And you can, we can, you know, use any verbiage that we would like to, but what is your source, right? And what feeds you in that way? And what is it? I mean, seriously, it doesn't, to me, the common, if you're going to say one common denominator for all spirituality, religious, whatever you want to say, it really is all about the golden rule, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if we look at the common denominator, it's just treat people kindly.
Yes.
And I mean, if that's just the only thing, that's kind of the one word, you know, kindness overall.
Absolutely. I think that's beautiful when we think about going into this year, like go into this year with kindness, just be kind, smile. You know, we need this moving forward. We need this sense of collective love and gratitude and working together so much now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And slowing down a bit, you know, just slowing down, and kind of the seven is also about, you know, resting a bit and taking a pause when you need to. And so it can be considered a little bit more of a pausing time. And so the interesting thing to me numerologically is that, yeah, that's the umbrella energy that we're all experiencing globally. And yet there's also another cycle called the personal year cycle that is more what I consider to be the more immediate energy that each of us individually will experience during a current year. And it's interesting because there are two schools of thought basically about how you can time these personal years. The first school of thought is that it runs from January 1st through December 31st with some with an intensity around your birthday time. And then the second is that it runs from birthday to birthday, kind of like a solar return in astrology. For me, if anyone knows anything about my work at all, I am always the one to say, hey, there are different ways to do this. And you can have really strong feelings about one or the other, or you could simply experiment with the different schools of thought and see what feels right to you. Because ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is what do you, you know, what feels correct to you. But with that said, you know, the personal year is kind of like knowing the theme to your party. And it very much is this framework. It's the energy that we find ourselves in. And I find that when I work with people, they will reflect back on, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, or even coming up, they feel it. They can feel this. But I think the value to numerology is that we can really put it into words, right? And we can put it into concepts and into what is really supporting you this year, and how do you take the best advantage of that? So how do you use the energy rather than not knowing it's there and letting it use you because you're thinking it should be one thing and it isn't? So the personal year is basically a very easy, again, math problem here. Do you mind if we use your day and month for this? So you use your month of birth and your day of birth. Your year of birth just sits on the sidelines for this calculation. And instead, we will use the current year if that's what you want to know your personal year for. So that's what we will do. So May, you're born on May the 7th. Mm-hmm. So May is a number 5. It's the 5th month, so it's a 5. The 7th, you're making it pretty easy, is a 7. And so we're in numerology, we're always pretty much reducing to a 1-digit number. So here is the most difficult math that we've already done, which is what is 2023? 2 + 0 + 2 + 3, that equals 7. So now we take those three numbers and we add those together. 7 and 7 is 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 1 + 9 = 10. And now you're going to say, well, that's a 10. What are you talking about? Well, we keep adding. So you can have to do another step if you continue to get a 2-digit number. So 1 + 0 = 1. So you, as you well know, are in a 1 personal year.
Yay!
And
yay!
And that's a great way. And so again, there's a lot of information that we can get into each, but very, very briefly go through just the 9-year cycle here. Because again, in numerology, we believe that this is a 9-year cycle that we experience, all of us, from birth to death.
Yeah. No, so, I just wanted to jump in there for a moment. Yeah, I love it. I wanted to circle back to something that you said where, and you've always taught me that the numerology goes from January to the end of December. And this past year, I was in a number 9 personal year. And we've gone into great depth, Felicia and I. We have numerous podcasts, so please go back and listen to them all and you can understand why it was a concerning year going into it, or could be. And I remember a friend of mine at my birthday goes, well, your number 9 year is over now. Like, you should be like, whoo, it's gone. And I remember around my birthday, and Felicia, you've said this, there was a little uptick of energy. So I kind of got excited and I thought, oh my gosh, maybe I really do go birthday to birthday. And then Hurricane Ian, and I realized, nope, it's January to the end of December. And literally on December 30th, and I shared this off air with you, two major, major beautiful things happened in my life. And so it was very evident for me when I worked with the energy that I'm absolutely on this roadmap with Felicia's roadmap, which is December to January. So I just wanted to share that because it's a great way to sort of test out the waters to figure out if you're sitting there going, oh, should I do January to January or birthday to birthday? And so my experience is, yes, I felt an uptick of energy and like a sigh of relief. I could see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I wasn't at the end of the tunnel yet.
And it's really good to hear you talk about it that way. And once again, you know, it's a practice sport, all of this stuff. And it's a matter, and part of the pathway here is that as we practice these modalities, we become more intuitive. We become more in our mind, body, and spirit, right? We become in more, hopefully, in alignment with that. So we begin to trust that more, and then we can use our discernment, right? That's what we're given, our discernment, so that we can make our own choices about things and see what feels right to us. So, you know, overall though, Jennifer, you are in, as you know, a one personal year, if we do the January to December 31st kind of modality here. And it is, numerologically speaking, a new beginning. So if you are out there and you've done your calculation and you're also in a one, this is new beginnings for you. It is clean, you know, so-called a clean slate. And what I want to say also is that it's not an easy breezy little cheesy year either. Some people are like, ooh, done with the nine, boom, ba-da, boom, boom, boom. I'm in my one and it's all going to be crystal clear and the gate is open. It actually takes the entire year to really figure out what those new starts are going to be, to really tap into your independent spirit and to really be pretty persnickety about what stays in your life and what goes, because you're really cultivating and planting seeds that you're going to be working with and developing or growing for this next 9-year cycle. What are the testing points? The testing points are in standing on your own 2 feet. So you'll be offered a lot of experiences, usually where you get to ponder your levels of codependency, I suppose, is a good way of saying it.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Always a good day when we can look at that. Mm-hmm. and yet really good for business, really good for career. It can be great for starting, you know, a new relationship or up-leveling your current one, that sort of thing. So cha-cha-cha, right? That is basically what the one is. The two is really more or less a resting point. Because you're just done with a 3-year transition cycle when you head into a 2 personal year. So it's more about delays and patience building. It's more emotional and it's more relationship focused. It's about where you're really working on true networking, whether you're working on your intimate relationships, your friendships, how you're relating there. And it's really going to ask you to get a revised sense of your own personal identity and how you express that. And what I mean is you're going to be tested with some developing better boundaries, emotional and emotionally, energetically, and all the other ways. So it's gonna bring that in. And again, relationships and emotions there that can come into play with the two. You can also have an 11-2, which is a master number, and that, you know, take the one personal year, kind of double it up, and then integrate it into the two. We really won't go into that very much right now because we could talk forever. But just know that if you come up with an 11 when you do your calculation for the personal year, that does add a little bit of complexity to what you're experiencing, but a lot of opportunity for spiritual growth during an 11 year.
What if it was possible to have local, fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart, never step foot in a grocery store again.
Three is creativity, self-improvement, emotional expression, a great time if you're a creator to create content, to learn new things, to get out there and have fun. The three is the number of, you know, joyful self-expression. The kind of flip side, what will challenge you is that if you have blocked emotion or expression or emotional trauma, great year for trauma work, great year for learning to speak your truth. I mean, really. And everyone's like, oh, that sounds fabulously horrible.
I can't wait for my number three year because that, gosh darn, do I want to work on some trauma, Felicia.
I know. And yet, if you really look at it, what a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. I will guarantee you, anyone who says, oh my God, I didn't want to do that. And then they do it and they're like, I have never felt freer. Mm-hmm. I've never felt better. Absolutely. I've healed so many weird dysfunctions that I didn't even know I had through that kind of work. But of course, we all avoid it like the plague until we need to do it. And then we're like, oh my gosh, I should have done that a long time ago. Yeah. So that is something that can really come in to ask you to do that during a three. Yeah. A four is all about structure. It's more serious. Often you're bridging in some creative projects and to be implemented in your four. It's hard work. It's some limiting factors that might come in. I find a key element is some old kind of family stuff, let's put it that way, might come in to be reevaluated, dealt with differently. But basically, it's getting things in line. I always say it's kind of reviewing your life's business plan and getting real about that. It's sometimes a time where you can have kids, where you can move physically, build your house. It's all about structures, foundations. So then the five is the freedom year. If you've gotten all that structure done, you've made these systems to make your life easier and better and freer. And so the five, you can capitalize on that. It's a great year for travel. It's a time where I always say jokingly, but not really, it's like you're wearing, you know, pheromones. You're very super sexy usually during a five, if you're really into it and you're a five life path. So, you know, all about that.
Meow.
That's right. So again, travel, it is a catalytic year. It is a year of change. Toward the end of the five personal year, there'll be some pretty significant changes usually. And what can also be experienced is higher levels of fear and bigger, stronger feelings of restriction, containment, you know, being stifled, you know, trying to kind of break out of those situations or circumstances during a five, but overall a really, really pivotal year in the middle of that 9-year cycle. The 6th year is after that kind of, you know, frenetic freewheeling party year of the five. The 6th is home, family. It's very much upping your levels of responsibility during that year, but it's really a review of your relationship life, starting with yourself. Because usually after all of these 5 years in the first 5 years of this 9-year cycle, you're kind of rebuilding yourself again, right? It's like we regenerate every 9 years in some ways and do this reset. So it's kind of this, who am I now? What are my values now? How do I love? It's really relationship centered. So how do I love? How do I want to be loved? And it's the 6 is all about pregnancy and it's about family and it's about children. It's about all of those things that can happen. And it can be that you actually are involved with people who are experiencing that as well. So then we move to the 7. We talked about that as a universal year, and you can plug that information in basically to you personally if that's happening in a 7 personal year for you. It's a lot of spiritual growth, but it's kind of a pausing time. It's kind of like a sabbatical. You know, if you know what a sabbatical is in academia, you can, you know, go off and take some time. Take some time to work on your project, you know, and metaphorically and sometimes literally. So the 8 personal year after that 7 is the beginning of what I call a 3-year push time. It is money, power, control, finances, personal empowerment. It's really activating. You are reaping as you've sown. year. And so, of course, where can that go wrong? It's really intense. You've got to be really, really diligent about making things happen, about doing the work, and you've got to be resilient, and you have to be very, very into your integrity. A year where integrity is at a high level of investigation. Let's put it that way. And then the nine we get to after the eight, and that is the closing out of a 9-year cycle. So it is the most beautiful aspect of the nine is that it is a year for forgiveness, for humanitarian focus, for kind of a selfless service in some way. And it's about a releasing and a relinquishing of all that no longer is and opening for what is to become, right? And it is very transitional. It's kind of like the tide is going out and rather than in. And so it's dragging away all the sediment and all the stuff that isn't helping you, isn't serving you anymore. So that, as we all know, can feel very emotional. It can feel very bittersweet, but I like to look at it more as a commencement rather than, because a lot of people talk about the nine as this, you know, oh my God, it's endings, it's completions, it's everything, this cataclysmic. And yes, there are sometimes it feels that way. And yet the transitions and transformations are opening to such deep levels of change that are so significant and so necessary, because it is kind of like that last semester in college, metaphorically, you know, where this is kind of like your 9 years at last semester, and you got to get up, you got to go to class, you've got to do all the projects and everything. And, you know, you've got your part-time bartending job that you still do, and you meet your group of friends for soccer on Sundays and for happy hour on Fridays or whatever it is, you still have that. But you also really know in the back of your mind during this whole time that at the end, you know, in May, you're all going to be walking across that stage. You're going to be getting your diploma and everyone's dispersing. And this world that you've been living in that has been your, you know, your life source for the last 4 years is transitioning. It's mm-hmm. it's done. It's served its time. You got your degree and now you're moving on mm-hmm. to something else. And it would be really, really weird if you weren't.
It right. sounds so nice when you put it that way. And then sitting here now a few days into my number one year, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can see that after the hell that I went through, Felicia. No.
I know.
But it really was. Yeah. I will say people, places, and things were all released from my life. But what's important to remember is that with every door closing and with every ending, you also have a new beginning. It's just that you don't necessarily get to walk through the door during that year, but you can kind of see that light if you're willing to look for it and not just stay in like this poor pity moment throughout the year. So it's really, I found it, my toughest part was mindset. This year, really, my mindset was strengthened to places I never knew it would go. But what an amazing blessing with that. Truly, at this point, I can say I am so much stronger than I ever knew after this past year.
And I love that perspective on it, because it is absolutely true. And it's true in terms of, I like to say it this way, that it's exactly what you just said. You've got to let something go. And yet the energy of the year and the lessons here are in being able to sit in what I would call a liminal space. Sit in this place where something has made its exit, but you don't go in and fill it immediately. I will mm-hmm. often say it's kind of literally or metaphorically, and sometimes literally, it's like the year will not allow you to be, for instance, in a marriage or in a relationship mm-hmm. that you know you want to get out of, you yep. know it's not working, and then you go have an affair or whatever it is, and then you've got all of that locked down, and then you go in and you get divorced, you leave your relationship, and the other person moves right in, right? So there's no vacant mm-mm. spot in that mm-mm. in the turnstile, right? Nuh-uh. That's mm-mm. not what is the optimal that is happening right? No, it just doesn't happen. And it won't allow you to do that. No. I mean, and so it's making you sit with yourself.
You really have to sit with yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And sit with uncertainty, sit with certain levels of recalibration.
Truly.
Very much.
I mean, there were definitely some incredible highs, but there were equally low lows. And so that's where I speak of the challenging. So, I mean, was the whole year a crap show? No. But I mean, when you look back now, I'm like, holy crap, just that 1 year out of the last 9 years. I mean, could definitely be a pretty hysterical movie. But of course, that is the run of my life. It's always quite the movie. There were super highs, from being so scared to being thrown into the hospital to going to an event and meeting everyone I ever wanted to meet at Hallmark. I mean, you can't go higher and lower if you try. And so that's just an example of just two of the events that transpired last year. And so
Absolutely. It is.
It's a lot of mindset. It really is.
It's very much mindset. And it's also a matter, even if you look, if you get really interested and geek out on numerology, you can go back and look at all of your 9 personal year into one. And it's usually kind of these really significant pivot points. Mm-hmm. Well, that was when I graduated. That's when I got in a car accident. That's when I got married. Or that's when I, you know, these significant transitions are really marked often by this cycle of time. And yes, and it is, you know, it's funny though, because I'll give you an example that I will often give, and it's a real example, and it's an exaggeration of what I'm trying to say about the 9, but it's a true story. So I was teaching a workshop years ago, and a woman was, we were talking about personal years. And so I was like, okay, who's in their 9? You know, like you're trying to be really, woohoo, who's in your 9? And this woman raises her hand. And I said, okay, so, you know, how's it going? And she said, oh my God, this is the best year of my entire life. And as a numerologist, I was like, wow, okay, tell me more. I mean, because you don't hear that a lot.
Right.
With the 9. And she was in her 50s at that time. And she said, well, I finally left a marriage that I've been in that has been dead for so long. I have been wanting to get a divorce for years and years. We finally finalized that divorce. My son is graduated from college. He is out. He's got a job. Everything is good. He's settled, and I'm feeling great about that. I quit my job that I've hated and despised for years now, and I'm looking for something else. And I just moved. We sold our house. Everything is gone, and I moved here, and I have no idea what I'm doing, and I have no idea what is coming, but I got to tell you, I have never felt better. I am so excited. It's like, wow. And she was serious, and it doesn't mean it wasn't hard. It doesn't mean she didn't have tearful, grieving, panic moments. It didn't mean that she, you know, wasn't really, again, grieving all of those shifts and transitions, but there was an excitement for the open door, something that it's like, I know this has to happen, or I don't know what, you know, it's that point where it's like, if you can think in your 9 year, if I'm in the same place, in the same relationship, in the same job, in the same fill in the blank of something that you're not being really happy with right now, but you're just willing to kind of plod along and same-o, same-o. And if you think, oh yeah, let me think about 9 years from now, how would I feel if I were still here? And if that doesn't make your head explode and you run screaming from the room, I don't know what will. Or give you motivation, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my dear God, I can't do this. No, I really, really have to change something.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you. I kept a notebook for every, because I would get really great inspiring ideas, but I knew intuitively this was not the time to start those. So it's like I had this whole buildup of knowing exactly what was going to start to begin in this year. And like I said, I mean, the two amazing blessings that happened to me on December 30th of my 9th year. So there were really good highs, and then there were really hard lows. But it's just always, and I always say this, you've got to take that step back and breathe and say, okay, why is this happening for me? And what is the lesson that I'm learning? And what is the blessing that I'm getting out of this? And if you can go into your 9 year like that, it makes all the difference. Had I not known Felicia and not met her, oh my, this would have been, oh my, oh my, oh my. But it was
a crap show.
It would have been a crap. It would have been a crap show. But this was like a crap show. But I knew it. Like, I knew it was going. I'm like, oh yeah, what are you doing trying to start something new? Like, nope, that's next year. That's so knowing is everything. Knowing what year you're in, knowing, as Felicia says, the theme to your party sets you up for success, sets your mindset up for success. And who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. And you know what I love though about you and about what you're describing you did, so you know this information. So rather than attempting to push forward on all these new projects and being so frustrated because nothing is happening, or two, just saying, oh, it's my 9 year and I'm not supposed to start anything, so I'm just going to toss this, or I'm not going to pay attention to it. No, you were paying attention to it and you were writing it down and you were allowing that to percolate because you knew that that percolation time was going to allow it to ripen in a way that it needed to ripen so that it could be something actionable when you are ready in your one personal year. So you didn't throw it all away. You actually were taking it very seriously and you were really logging it. You were really sitting with it. You were working with it. And yet in the way that I find is set up with the energy of the year. So, you know, kudos to you, my friend, for doing that. I'm not kidding.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of hard work. And you know, it's not like the last 3 years or 9 years. When I look back, I'm like, God, it was a really, these last 9 years were something else. But again, when you know what you're walking into, like if you know getting on a plane that there is a storm that you are about to fly through, like you mentally prepare for that. Why would you not mentally prepare for the next year of your life or know where you're going the next 9 years? I mean, it's, to me, it's so imperative that when you have something tangible that you can work with, when it comes to numerology, I just think, you know, there's an astrology and everything. Like when you mix it all together, it's great. But for me, I really like tangible. And that's, you know, Felicia and I are very similar in that aspect. I want to see it. I want to hold it. I want to know. And it has been so incredibly accurate for me along, you know, these last, I think it might even be 3 years that we've known each other now.
I think it is
3 years now.
Let's not talk about how time flies.
I know, time is flying so much. So yeah. I would like to do something very special that I think you might not like, but I want to see if you'll go for it. And so I'd like to do like this speed round of numerology where I ask, like, I know, like she's already freaking out.
No, I'm not. I'm there. I'm ready.
I've got like some questions that I know are people's top questions. And so we're just going to like go with the questions. You throw out the answers. We won't give big details, but we'll just kind of go back and forth. Ready? Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. Top year to get divorced.
6.
Oh, top year to get married.
6. 6 or 2, but oh. 6. Okay. If I have to choose one of them, it's okay. 6. 6 is the marriage and divorce year.
Wow. Okay, good to know. Okay, top year to move.
That's a good question. 4 or 1?
Okay. Top year to have a child, not necessarily conceive, but have a child.
Oh, 1 or a 2.
Okay.
So have the child, because the 1, and let me say, if you have a child in a 1, I had my first child in a 1. I got pregnant in 9 and had my child in the 1. So that, it, to me, it was this transition of my, I was, you know, when you become a parent, your life changes forever, right? So it's that transition. And yet a 2 year also is supportive of relationships, of children, of partnership, and of birthing in that way. And so if I have to choose just 2, oddly enough, that's an odd choice, but I would say the 1 or the 2.
Okay. Starting a new relationship, top year.
Starting a new or getting...
Like meeting the person starting. Like fresh.
Meeting the person starting fresh. A 2 and a 6 are relationship oriented in terms of upping the ante. A 5 personal year is when you can date. a lot, if you would like.
Huh. All right. Uh-huh. No comment from my peanut gallery here right now.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. Top year for spiritual growth.
7. Top. Or an 11 too.
Okay. Top year for healing.
Oh, what kind of healing? Every healing kind of
within.
Healing?
I would say just healing within, like going within, healing within.
A 7.
Okay.
A 7 will often bring up health concerns to be dealt with, and they always collide with spiritual growth.
Ding, ding, ding. I can talk to that in another episode. Top year for new job, new promotion.
New job, new promotion it can be a 1, but even more than that, the 8. The 8 is about asking for a raise. It's about, you know, getting what you're worth, and it is very financially driven.
Okay. Top year for figuring out your passion / mission for being here in this lifetime.
3. The 3 is, again, a very creative time. Well, but rephrase that again, to figuring out your mission,
your passion,
your path in life.
Yeah, your passion, your purpose, your mission. Top year?
Gosh, that's a really good question. It could be in every year, depending on where you are with it. But mm-hmm. I would think that, I'm just going to throw it out there. My first impulse is the 3. And that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to stick with the 3.
All right, you stick with the 3. I have faith you can figure it out in your 9.
Okay. I was going to say the 9 mm-hmm. as well, but I didn't want, groaning in the background.
No, I would vote 9 after having just lived through it. I'm going to vote 9.
Okay, good. Well, then I'm going to, because you read my mind. I was going to do mm-hmm. 3 and 9. And then I thought, I'm just going to stick with the 1. All right. But 3 and 9, let's put it there.
Okay. So I like that. Okay. Best year for travel.
5.
Best
and
year.
9.
Ooh.
5 and 9.
Well, I can attest to that as well. Mm-hmm. Best year for investments.
Investments. 6 and 8.
Okay. I think that's all I got.
Okay.
I think I covered it all. Do you think I forgot anything?
Well, I'm sure
that
next
time. What about falling in love? Like, what about falling in love? Is that different than any of the other ones that I asked about?
Well, I don't know. The 9, let's say... The 9 is a time where there can be really heated emotional or otherwise relationships. I don't want to say affairs in terms of, you can be single and have this really emotional. And it's usually, again, like really, really a significant spiritual connection in that way. And in a 1, you can start off a year. A 2 is just much more about relationships to begin with. A 3 is creative and very, very social. So there can be a lot of relationships there, but I don't know if it would be a time where you're really optimally forging, a long-term sort of thing. A 4 is a good time to have kids, to build a family, to, that sort of thing as well. The 5 is super sexy, but don't put a ring on it. Not in a five year. You can meet someone in a 5 and put a ring on it in the 6.
Makes sense.
And then the 6 again is really also earmarked. The two and the six are always the more significant for relationships. And then the 7, really not so much. It's more about self-evaluation. Mm-hmm. And then the 8 is going to test your power and empowerment and how empowered you are in relationships. So
I could see that. I can see all of that. Actually, I can kind of attest mm-hmm. to all of that. Interesting. So last question, do you have a favorite year?
It depends on, what's interesting is also, when you experience a personal year that is the same as your life path, you get you're like in your element, right? So you get double the pleasures and then also double the whatever challenges you have with your life path. So that can become, in many ways, someone's favorite personal year because it really is their year, mm-hmm. that's earmarked for them. That's a really good question. I'm currently entering my 9 personal year. I have some significant astrology going on as well, and I am digging it. so far. I am really, so far, I think this could be a red letter year for a lot of very interesting growth for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a three life path, so I actually have enjoyed my 3 years mm-hmm. quite a bit. It really supports me in what I do and how I do it. And so if I had to say something in that way, I think mm-hmm. that the three is a pretty good year for me.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. So I ask you, Felicia, what one piece of inspiration would you like to leave with our listeners today?
That's a good question. You know what? It's so funny you say that because I always keep a notebook wherever I am. And I was talking to my best friend just today, and I said something about, she's like, oh my God, you need to write that down. And here it is. She said, I love that. And so here's my quote for the day. So if you're looking outside of yourself to be fed, you will starve to death.
I love it. So true. That's Amen. It. Beautiful. Thank you for that, Felicia. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. As always, whenever we get together, it's just like two schoolgirls that just can't stop.
I know.
We love it.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It is good.
Oh my goodness. Will you share with our listeners where they can best connect with you to learn more about numerology?
Absolutely. My website is FeliciaBender.com. And it really is just kind of the portal for all things for those who are numerology curious. There's a free monthly forecast there. I'm also on YouTube for that as well. And all kinds of other videos there that are on YouTube. And you can find out about your life path number. There's articles, all kinds of things at FeliciaBender.com.
Wonderful. And as always, all of Felicia's contact information will be over on the show notes at jenniferpilates.com. Thank you so much, Felicia. This has just been so much fun. I love that you're in France. I'm in North Florida. We're both traveling. This is wonderful. Thank you for making this happen today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I look forward to talking more about the numerology of the year as we go along.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much. I love you so much. And as we say, everyone, until next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.